Yli 100 vuoden ajan australialaiset ovat luovuttaneet nimettömänä henkilökohtaisia tietojaan maan tilastokeskukselle, jotta tulevaisuuden ja valtion palveluiden suunnittelu helpottuisi. Tämän vuoden väestölaskenta on siirtymässä internettiin ja tilastokeskus pyytää vastaajia ilmoittamaan myös nimensä ja osoitteensa. Yksityisyyden suojaa puolustavat tahot ovat huolissaan. Tohtori Roger Clark on Australian Privacy Foundationin hallituksen jäsen.
They're now proposing that they are going to keep the identities of individuals. Variously, they've said forever. Then they backed off and said, oh, only for 4 years. Although we can't actually believe them, but they've said that they'll only keep names and addresses connected to the data for 4 years now. Complete breach of trust, complete change in the whole basis of what a census is about, and people are upset about that.
Tilastokeskuksen väestölaskennan johtaja Duncan Young sanoo, että kansalaisten ei tarvitse olla huolissaan, sillä tilastokeskus on yli 100 vuoden ajan suojannut vastaajien yksityisyyttä.
In the census, we've always collected names and addresses as part of a census. However, what we do straight after the census is we remove the names and addresses from all of the other information on the census form and store them separately. And we don't give anyone access to be able to access both the names or the addresses and the other data on the form. So but the data from a form becomes anonymous. That's the data that we use for making statistics and it's the data that researchers can access.
Australian vihreiden puolue sen sijaan ei luota tilastokeskuksen vakuutuksiin. Sen johtama Save Our Census-kampanja vaatii valtiovarainministeri Scott Morrisonia kumoamaan tilastokeskuksen päätös säilyttää nimi- ja osoitetiedot. Vihreiden senaattori Scott Ludlam sanoo, että väestölaskennan tulokset saattavat olla virheellisiä, jos nimi- ja osoitetietoja ei hävitetä.
I think it does increase the likelihood of boycotts, either overt ones or subtle personal ones, where people just refuse to fill stuff out. And that begins to corrupt the database. It begins to effectively compromise the material that's being collected that policymakers all around the country find enormously valuable. So I think it's a risk that the ABS is running that's absolutely unnecessary. They don't need to be taking this risk.
Senaattori Ludlam sanoo, että kansalaisten epäluottamus digitalisoituja valtion palveluja kohtaan pohjautuu viimeaikaisiin tapahtumiin.
We've seen really high-profile hacks of very well-resourced corporations and government departments, for that matter. The immigration department, let's not forget, inadvertently compromised more than 9,000 asylum seekers, people fleeing in some instances from police states and authoritarian regimes. You know, nobody is immune. I mean, the fact is if this material hadn't been collected and identifiable in the first place, then that makes the risk that much lower.
Tilastokeskuksen Duncan Young luottaa siihen, että turvajärjestelyt pitävät tiedot turvassa hakkereilta ja vahingoilta.
We use encryption technologies to make sure that the data is encrypted, and so only the ABS has the keys to unencrypt the data. And we have many layers of security, so we have physical security, so all the data and computers are kept in a secure site. We have layers of technology security, so the best software and processes in place to protect the data. But we implement the best practice security mechanisms for government, and we do a range of testing of those mechanisms to make sure that they're robust.
Mutta Australian Privacy Foundationin Roger Clark sanoo, että kautta aikojen valtiot ovat päässeet käsiksi kansalaisten yksityisiin tietoihin valtion turvallisuuden nimissä.
One of the reasons that there are very few Jews left in the Netherlands is that data was kept about racial background and ethnic background and religious affiliations, and the Nazis gained access to that data when they invaded the Netherlands. There's the standard story in the United States at the beginning of World War II when the census data was raided, breaching all laws in order to identify people of Japanese descent so that they could all be thrown into concentration camps.
Tohtori Clark on työskennellyt IT-turvallisuuden parissa yli 45 vuotta. Hän sanoi, että suurin uhka yksityisyyden suojalle onkin tilastokeskus itse.
The threat model that I think most people ought to be concerned about is actually the government and the ABS itself. The ABS has that data, and if the ABS chooses to abuse that data by retaining personal identities associated with the data, and by distributing that data, and by utilizing that data to know more about individuals and to study individuals rather than just producing statistics, then ABS is the biggest threat, and the ABS has already got the data. So I think the public's got a lot of reason to be concerned.
Duncan Young tilastokeskuksesta pysyy järkähtämättömänä ja sanoo, että yksityiset tiedot pysyvät suojassa.
There's very strong laws which have been in place in Australia since over 100 years, which say that census can never release people's census responses, not even to court, not even to the police, not even to other government agencies. We need to protect the identity of all of the information we've collected. And if we don't do that, we'd be sent to jail. It's seen as a very serious thing. And so the ABS has never released identifiable census information and never will.
Vihreiden senaattori Scott Ludlam sanoo, että kansalaisten tulisi saada päättää, haluavatko he paljastaa nimensä tai osoitteensa laskentalomakkeessa.
Well, people can opt out of Facebook. You can't get prosecuted for not using Facebook. That's very different from the government saying you have a legal obligation to provide your name, address, your religion, your marital status, how much you earn, basically all these extraordinary, very fine-grained personal information, and that you can be fined, prosecuted, potentially sent to jail for not doing that. The general privacy principle that should apply here is that the ABS shouldn't be collecting more material than they absolutely need.
Australian Privacy Foundationin Clark ennakoi, että yli miljoona ihmistä ei tule osallistumaan väestölaskentaan tai että he antavat virheellisiä tietoja suojatakseen yksityisyyttään. Hän sanoo myös, että kansalaisten luottamus tilastokeskusta kohtaan on laskussa.
The last figures that we had from ABS's own surveys was around about 20% distrust in the ABS. But that had been rising, and this latest flurry will have seen it rise a great deal further. If we did another survey today, it'd be well above 20% distrust. Meanwhile, by 2011, already 4% of the population were failing to fill in census forms. If you ever think about 4%, we're talking about a million people. But you would imagine that a 4%, 5%, 6% error rate would start making a mockery of some of the figures that ABS is publishing.
On lähes mahdotonta arvioida annettujen tietojen oikeellisuutta, koska laskentaan osallistuu lähes 10 miljoonaa kotitaloutta ja yli 24 miljoonaa henkilöä. Duncan Young sanoo, että tilastokeskus voi arvioida tulosten luotettavuutta.
We run a range of quality checks with a census after each census is run, because it's really important for us to understand whether or not the census has missed any parts of the population. So we want to understand, have we got a full count of young people, or a full count of people from different countries of birth, or who speak different languages. That'll help reassure the people who are using our data that yes, this data still does represent the full picture of Australia and how Australia is in 2016.
Yli 65% Australian kotitalouksista täyttää laskentalomakkeen netissä 9. elokuuta, joka on väestölaskentapäivä. Mutta yksityisyyden suojasta huolissaan olevien tahojen kehottaessa ihmisiä boikottiin, tulosten tarkkuuden ja luotettavuuden arvioidaan joutuvan koetukselle.